Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, June 22nd. And our special guest today, what the hell? It's V. Hill.
Hi.
So I'm looking at this thing that's been written into us, and there's a rape element here. So I questioned. It's interesting because it is sort of true that things happen to people, and then the people that did the things go on to have lives, and some pay a dear price, and others really don't. So it's just sort of an interest. I just found it interesting. I read it and sort of felt like, oh, I don't know if we want to talk about this. So I do have another. So you're saying there's an update to that one?
No, they just wrote in with a part they forgot to add, and I put it at the bottom, so it's there for you.
Oh, you put it at the bottom of the actual piece.
Mm-hmm. It's
here.
Just it's short.
All right, you know, fuck it. I'll just do it, and then just stop me if you hate it. I'm scared.
Well, look, here's what I would say. I hate any story that's rape, but that doesn't mean it's not valuable or valid. And I certainly have had, look, I like talking to people. I like asking questions. I have had really uncomfortable answers when I've asked people about their first time. Like, I've had more than one woman say, my first time was not consensual. They don't mean that they were raped in the sense that they were walking down the sidewalk and someone jumped out of a bush, but they also were not, they said no.
They weren't ready, and they were pushed and pushed and pushed, and yep. Every girl knows, you know.
And so that word has...
Call it date rape or call it whatever. It's still rape. It's
right.
You know.
And that's because, you know, I hate to say that...
She didn't want to.
I'm not trying to make jokes here, but it's that thing that goes back to Whoopi Goldberg. It's not rape. And then Whoopi found herself going, okay, I got it. Rape is rape. Like, that's one of those things where...
Also, how is it not rape when the kid's 12 and drugged? I don't understand where the not, how is that not rape?
Nobody knows what the fuck Whoopi was thinking in that moment. Nobody. But the bottom line is there's a lot of shades to this. It's worth conversation.
Yeah, so here we go. Here's the convo, all right? I'm just going to read this to you straight and then let you guys have at it. Good morning, Secret Show. Don't say my name. I have an odd question to ask, and I think it would be interesting enough to bring up openly to the four or five of you on the show, depending on if V. Hale joins in. And she has joined in, so five of us. Here goes. I just found out from an old acquaintance that somebody we both mutually knew died. Interestingly enough, this person that died was nice to me, but when I was in college, this person raped my friend. The two flirted with one another for a year before the rape, but one drunk night, things went too far, and she honestly hated him from then on out. I really don't know how to feel now, knowing he, the rapist from 20 years ago, was married and has two young kids, yet died unexpectedly by an accident. I don't know how to feel. The mutual friend didn't go into details on the death, and I didn't feel inclined to ask, but I guess I feel bad for the departed children, the children who lost their dad. And yet, I don't think his wife knows about his past. I also know he raped two other college girls when I met them later in my 30s, and we bonded over girl talk and liquor courage. Apparently, that was all before he got married.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Furniture shopping can be overwhelming. There are so many options, and it's hard to know what's actually worth it. That's why I always turn to reviews to guide my decisions. If something has hundreds of five-star reviews, I'm paying attention. And Bob's Discount Furniture has tons of highly rated pieces that make choosing a whole lot easier. Like their Elm Dining Set, which has over 700 five-star reviews. It's a gorgeous setup with a real marble table and comfortable Bobapedic seating that instantly upgrades your dining space. And at $9.99, it's a super approachable way to get that high-end look. Or check out Bob's Copper Radiance Queen Extra Firm Mattress. Over 400 five-star reviews and recommended by Consumer Reports. It's designed with a copper-infused cover and high-density Bobapedic foam for support. Plus, it comes with a 20-year warranty. And if you're looking for a sofa upgrade, the Modular Bob Sectional is a customer favorite with over 1,000 five-star reviews. It's got soft, durable upholstery, storage, wireless charging, and starts at just $250 per piece, so you can customize it without overthinking it. For quality furniture and everyday low prices, shop at Bob's. It's where America shops for furniture.
This guy, so he never paid for any of this? This is, nobody reported him? This is fucking crazy. I would never waste my energy on trying to bring up the past or trying to contact his wife or anything psycho like that. I was just curious to know how you would feel if you came across the same situation. I'm still friends with the girl that was raped, and she's out of state. She does not have any connections to know the story of his death, so I'm wondering if I should bother bringing it up or telling her since she's married with children herself now. Thus far, I'm keeping it to myself and just writing to you. But it might be an interesting topic in case you run out of things. We're always out of things. Always send things.
Yeah, always send.
I hope you all get laid and have an amazing weekend this Saturday. Yeah, we are going to. Oh, my God. Our live secret show. I would love to have gone. I remember Ruby Sky when I was 21 and going clubbing for the first couple times. The acrobatics the women did in the air were simply mesmerizing at that club. I can only imagine what the drag queens will do. OFOC. Signed, curious on how to feel. Wrote in, this is what they wrote in just now. Sorry, I forgot another part to add. The old acquaintance friend sent me a text via a GoFundMe link, also while giving me the news about the departed. Awkward, but I don't think I'll be donating. I do feel bad. Oh, I see.
To help the family.
The old acquaintance didn't know about the rape situation and was saying, hey, this guy died and he's got this family. I don't think I'll be donating. I do feel bad for his two young school-aged kids, but there's just too much history. Yeah, you have no obligation to donate to that. How would I feel? I would feel like I let womanhood down by not reporting that rape at the time that it happened. That's how I would feel.
But that wasn't her job to report. That was her friend's job.
I don't know about that, V. You know, sometimes...
Yeah, because I feel some people don't want to drudge that up or sit... You're judged by your peers. It's he said, she said. A lot of time in those college situations, the guys are believed over the girls. You were drunk. You don't know what you're saying. Like, that's... I don't think that was hers to report. Maybe encourage your friend to report it.
And maybe she did. Maybe she did. But honestly, I just feel like if you know that a dude, and then she finds out later that he raped two other people, you know,
yeah, that's
let's all join together and, you know, get this guy in trouble. Like, it's just such horrible behavior on this dude's part. Now he's raising kids and has it's awful. Like, everything about this is just makes me feel kind of sick.
And for all we know, he's continued on. Like, I'm not saying, oh, one time, three times it's a pattern, but like, there's something to be said about someone who maybe does it once and then someone who's gone on. Like, it's like he got the taste for it and liked it. Like, he's a predator. He's a sick piece of shit. I wouldn't tell the friend, though, because sometimes that can open a whole can of your past and feelings you don't want. Maybe she hasn't thought about it in a while.
Maybe
I don't
she got
know.
Those
I don't
locked
think
down
I would
pretty
say
good.
Anything.
Yeah, I know. I fully agree with the don't bother her with that. Honestly, that guy is a piece of shit and she doesn't need to know his stance on earth. Unless you think it would make her feel better. I don't know.
Yeah,
would you be glad to hear that? Right? Hard to know if you're...
a hard guess whether she's like, I haven't thought about that. Thankfully, in 20 years, and now you're here with that. Thanks. Like, she might be totally bummed. That might be something this person has put behind her in such a way that it's not something that she even remembers regularly. If that makes sense. You know what
I
mean? Like,
sure.
But then again, maybe that would be the, you know, you never know. You'd have to know someone in order to decide how you're going to handle that. That another person might feel great relief knowing they're off the planet.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Like, maybe that puts her mind at ease.
The only story I have that's even remotely close to this, and I this is someone I know or knew, and I don't want you to ask questions because it's not my story, but this lady I knew was drunk in college and came to, was out cold, and came to with one of her so-called friends on top of her. And so she had passed out on the couch. This dude decided, now's my chance. And obviously as she came to, pushed him off and never talked to him again. But, and of course, you know, my instinct was, who is he? I'll kill him, you know?
Yeah.
Where is this guy?
Report that guy. He's a rapist.
Yeah.
But and you know, I don't want to get into whether her way of handling this was right or wrong, but she took a lot of responsibility on herself. She's like, I shouldn't have been fucking shit-faced like that. Then I wouldn't have had this happen to me. Now, that's what I think, too, is this is supposed to be...
Yeah, she wasn't like in a stranger's house.
This is supposed to be someone you trust. That's a friend of yours. You're not supposed to take that on yourself. You're supposed to feel like you've got people who have your back. If anything, having your friends around should mean that doesn't happen to you.
Right.
But
imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
That's the way it went. She went on to just put it behind her. She just didn't. It didn't affect her. She didn't stop.
Well, she's lucky that she was.
She was healthy enough in my mind that she was able to just sort of process it and move on. And I give her a lot of credit because I would have been like, "Well, how many different ways can I kill this person?" You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would have sent every dude I know over to his house and just said,
"Here's what he did. Go
beat
get
the shit out of this guy." Yeah. It's probably more justice than possibly having a jury of my peers decide the fate.
And then because, like, you actually made a really good point right off the bat, because my first thought was I'm sort of angry that this guy was able to go on to rape other people. Like, that's awful. But the girl goes on trial as much as the dude does. And it is he said, she said, and, you know, and then the girl's behavior, like your friend, Vin, you know, if she hadn't been wasted and passed out, she probably wouldn't have gotten raped because she wouldn't have put herself in a rapist's way. Isn't that awful that you have to be worried that even your friends might do that?
Awful to say that you deserve to be raped because you were intoxicated, but that is the narrative.
That is basically what a girl is told.
Yeah.
That said, though, you know, this girl says she's taking responsibility for that, and she would be just as justified saying, "I don't take any responsibility for it." And that guy, you know, he raped a passed out person. But that is one way to make, you know, how many times did your mom say, make sure you got a friend with you? Make sure you're with somebody. You know, you never leave a friend behind. You never trust that a friend's getting a ride home from somebody.
Ever.
You're all supposed to look out for each other. And it's, because terrible, terrible things can happen to girls. And boys, bad things that happen to boys too. But man, such terrible, life-changing things can happen to girls. You got to be, and we all know it, we've got to be extra careful. It's like dudes never think twice about walking to their car in the dark. They just don't think about it.
Nope.
Because nothing's going to happen to them.
Never. Never did that. But like, never.
Right. And every girl knows about the bristled keys. And every girl is looking around and is worried about it. And every girl jumps at the sound of a step.
Anything.
Or a male voice. Right. It's just, it's a whole different way of living.
Anyway, I would say, and this is just my opinion, but I would not approach this person if they've properly put it behind them and they're living their life, then they don't need to hear this about this guy. This is someone that they've moved on from. And
right.
And if I knew her or was if I was closer to her and knew that she would benefit from the info, then I'd give it to her. But if I didn't know for sure, I would keep my trap shut.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. And V just sort of volunteered that if it comes up, you could tell her. I mean, if, I doubt that she's bringing that up in normal conversation, right?
No, but I'm wondering if that mutual friend, somehow they're all kind of connected through friends somehow and someone
college
brings it
or
up.
Whatever, right?
Yeah.
Then you could say, oh, that guy died in a terrible karmically induced accident.
And I can't foresee the friend, like, if she does find out, I can't see her looking at the person who wrote in and was like, oh, well, fuck you. You took my feelings into consideration. How didn't you tell me? Like, I don't see her being upset for a friend
for
saying
not
I was trying to
told.
Protect you. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't want to dredge up bad memories. I think most people could understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's Secret Show. Not a super fun one, but it felt real, and I'm sure that that'll trigger some people, and we'll get some responses to that. And you can send those along to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. Although I will say up front that generally speaking, when we cover something that's real and difficult like this, we do read your responses, but I don't like to prolong it. Because it's
well, if they're
be a topic
useful,
a lot of,
we'll read sure. them. But certainly there's things that are just dragging the story along and making it harder to have fun.
Right, exactly. And that's what we're trying to have fun. So have a great day. We'll see you back here for a Friday Secret Show. Woo, 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 woo. Thanks, V.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The end.